CL Tuesday throughout the fruited plains of America. And on the line with me now is the pastor of the River Church in Tampa, Florida. And I'm so glad that he took the time to be on with us today. He is about to enter into a period of thanksgiving there at his church tonight for the Lord answering prayers of saving his home there in Tampa and the people that he serves as pastor of the River Church, none other than my good friend and confidant, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Thank you so much for being there, Pastor. Welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show.
C.L., as always, great to hear your voice. Great to be on.
Thank you, Pastor. Now, before we get into our conversation, Pastor, full disclosure, folks, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is from South Africa. He came to this country, and Pastor, I've been talking about here with our folks across the country how when you lose sight of purpose, then abuse is inevitable. We always abuse things that we forget about its purpose. Is America, my first question to you tonight, is America in the process of forgetting her purpose and why she was founded to begin with, in your estimation, your opinion?
Well, I mean, first, you know, the Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. And so you see how people get distracted by everything in the media, the film industry, and just materialism. You go travel to third world countries, you see people have to fight for everything, you know, and that's why many, and I'm going to say this in the right terminology, many immigrants, legal immigrants, come to America and actually do well because they work hard. They have a great work ethic. It's not the 9-to-5 punch a clock. I've never actually found any successful 9-to-5 people. Most of the people I know that are successful will clock in 18 hours a day, and that's how they are. And so many times it takes a foreigner who comes here legally, again, I put that word legally in, and becomes part of America, lives the American dream, works hard, and they realize what's in their heart, where many Americans just allow the system to dictate to them instead of dictating to the system. And, of course, socialism has been pumped now for how many decades through the schools, the universities, and liberalism, socialism, which is nothing more than, you know, what we fought against, everything, you know, the whole communistic agenda. The Communist Manifesto of probably, man, it must be maybe 80, 90 years ago, said we will lull the West to sleep with overtures of peace, and then we'll crush them with a clenched fist. So most Americans actually, they're blinded by the media and by education, and it's time to just wake up and come back to the roots, come back to the founding of what America's all about.
Pastor, that is well said, and thank you so much for that. And I was we were talking a little bit earlier here. We were talking a little bit earlier, and I want to share with our people part of our conversation that we were having. Now, your church is in Tampa, Florida, and all the last 72 hours, in the past 72 hours, we were hearing that from the Weather Channel that Tampa was going to be deluged and that it was going to be destroyed. Now, I spoke to my daughter, as I shared with you, and she told me that her electricity never went out, but yet the horror story was that there would be no one left standing there 72 hours ago. Pastor, you have been picked up, a statement that you made had been picked up by a major news media. Give us an idea of what you wrote and what it was about, and your take on why there was such a hysterical type of promotion in this storm. And yes, and folks, let me say this before Pastor Brown answers. We understand that portions of the Keys and all of that has been really harmed, and Jacksonville is experiencing great difficulty. But, Pastor, there is a different take on this. Would you share with us?
Yeah, first of all, we couldn't have church last Sunday because the wind was slated to be high. So we did a big Saturday night service and took the form of a prayer to pray this thing that it would dissipate, would be diffused, because the media, basically, namely the weather channels, were pumping 24/7, cataclysmic. I mean, like it was Armageddon. It was Armageddon, as they called it, and called for the evacuation of 5.5 million people to leave the state, actually, in fact, many others. So, of course, none of us left, none of our staff left. Basically, we got thousands of people. We need to take care of the Tampa area. What good is a pastor if he's going to run when the storm comes? So, obviously, we did what they said was hunker down, which I'm still trying to find out what hunker down means. I did try to crouch around my house, but it was a little uncomfortable, so I just stood up eventually. But anyway, so we prayed Saturday night. Sunday, of course, the winds began to pick up, and it was all slated to hit us around about midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, Monday morning. And what I did was I went on Periscope every hour with my son, basically mocking the Weather Channel, standing outside in the rain, because of the nonsense they were showing. So let me give an example. So they show the clips of the Keys, which got slammed, and Marco Island, which got slammed, and they showed that the whole day, and actually showed the ticker of the height of the winds. They never showed where the storm was actually at present and what was actually going on. Yeah, in Tampa, we were still waiting for the winds to hit, 100 and whatever plus miles an hour, and it never did. So, yeah, in Hillsborough County, obviously the low areas below water had to be evacuated. We understand that. I still don't understand why people build their houses below sea level. That doesn't make sense to me. Neither do I understand why people build their house out of wood, because even the story of the three little pigs from when we were children, the third little pig had the wisdom to build his house out of bricks. So when the big bad wolf came up and popped, he couldn't blow the house down. So I think that would be the first thing mandatory, to make houses built out of different construction. But I think it's a money-making thing personally, because I've looked at it from every angle. But anyway, so the storm came. By the time it hit Tampa, it almost like it got obliterated. So I was on Periscope, basically said that I acknowledged on Periscope that the Keys were hit. Marco Island was hit, and I've got friends there. I'm talking to them. Even their houses were preserved. But when it got to Tampa, it was a nothing burger. So the media, of course, said, man who prayed for Trump said Hurricane Irma was a nothing burger, which it was. It was a nothing burger in the city of Tampa. So tonight, actually, we have a celebration Thanksgiving service with many testimonies of people who were preserved through this storm, which was supposed to be the storm of the century, which actually wasn't. Now, the things that concerned me was some of our people were listening on the monitors, the police radios and stuff coming out of Naples, which said that this actually, the mandatory evacuation was a test run to see how they could evacuate the state, which that's a little concerning to me, because first of all, if you try to just get people to evacuate, I know we're having problems right now in the Keys where people are trying to get back to their houses and they don't want to let them back in. What will happen is, in future storms, no one's going to leave. No one's going to leave, because people want to be where their house is. They want to be where their property is, and rightly so. So, I just think that this is total craziness, and obviously blown out of proportion. I understand you got to warn people that there is a storm coming, and then let the people make the decision. I know there was probably about, I think, 50 people died. There were a lot of car accidents. Some had nothing to do with the storm, just people driving badly. But you go back and
the one thing, the one thing that I want our audience to take away from this is a statement, and I almost hate to quote him because I really don't care for him that much, and that's Rahm Emanuel. But Pastor, when I'm hearing you talking, I am hearing the words of Rahm Emanuel saying, "Never let a crisis go to waste." And in this circumstance, folks, when I tell you that there are things that go on in the minds of those who we are, have in governmental positions that are geared toward manipulation of the general population, believe me, that does happen. And I know that a lot of you may say, oh, you know, how is that? Yes, a crisis, in crisis, there are certain things that are initiated. There are certain things that they bring into play that they would not be able to bring into play otherwise. And what you have just said, Pastor, very well should be considered. And that is to see just how fast we can cause an evacuation or evacuate a state like Florida. What would be the purpose?
Let's also think about the fact that, you know, this hurricane was coming in for days, and then they automatically said it's going to turn right when it hits Cuba, which that was a long shot. I understand and then they got frustrated because the thing wouldn't turn north. And they kept saying, when's this thing going to turn north? So then it's going to barrel straight in on Tampa. But what it did was it came in on land earlier, then went up over Lakeland, went over Orlando.
Pastor, stay right there. I'll be right back. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
CL, back with you on this Tuesday. On the line with me is Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of the River Church in Tampa, Florida. Pastor, you were saying that this storm wouldn't do what the Weather Channel and other meteorologists were predicting it to do, and it caused a bit of frustration. Continue with your thought.
$150 billion mistake. Basically, it didn't go where they thought it was going to go. But here's the problem. So let's say that this storm hit Cuba. What would have happened had the thing continued to move west and then run up towards Louisiana or back towards Texas? None of those people would have been prepared because everybody was, first we were told it was the east coast of Florida, was going to take West Palm Beach out, and everybody, they were jumping on, oh, Trump's Mar-a-Lago is going to be destroyed. Then it didn't move that. Then it was going to be Miami was going to take the full brunt of the eye. Then that didn't happen. Then, of course, Tampa became the next target, but that didn't happen either. So, which I have no problem with reporting the weather, but I have a problem with these these weather people out there acting like God, deciding exactly where this is going to go, and then manipulating the people. So suddenly you've got fear coming upon people, millions of people trying to hit north on two roads, the I-95 and the I-75, heading out of the state. On Saturday, it was backed up. It was congestion as millions of people were trying to evacuate the state. Well, as you know what happened in Houston, there were people actually trying to evacuate that got caught in the storm for 20 hours on the highways. So, I mean, what good of evacuating people from their houses if they're going to get caught on the freeways? You got single moms with children. And then when you look at the shelters, arenas that are turned into places to house people. I mean, surely we can plan a statewide situation whereby if we need to evacuate people or we need to put people in shelters, it can be a whole lot better than what we're coming up. I mean, after all, this is the 21st century. How backward are we that we're still resorting to old methods where you just stick people together in a room? They evacuated people from hospitals, from retirement homes out of Miami and brought them to Tampa, Florida. Oh, great news. Guess what? Miami is not going there anymore. It's coming to Tampa. So total fear-mongering. And, of course, in the American Caribbean, I believe it was St. Thomas or whatever, one of those islands, they went around and did gun confiscation. So when it was asked why they did, they said, no, well, they're not under the Constitution like what America's under. But I promise you, I mean, you know what happened in Katrina, how they went from house to house with gun confiscation. And I promise you, the day that happened here, it's going to be a showdown from the OK Corral. Because these Floridians ain't handing over one gun.
Pastor, that is an incredible, that is a great insight into the behind the scenes workings that do in fact go on in our country. And one of the things that you pointed out that I want us to pay very close attention to is that this should be in the hands of each state, especially when we talk about hurricanes and the handling of people. But I believe that what happened is that the federal government has issued certain mandates as to how it should be handled, whereas the governors of each state should actually be in charge of what goes on in a particular state. We should not have to look to the feds to deal with Florida.
Well, let me say this to protect our governor, Rick Scott. He actually did a great job handling this hurricane. And basically, I felt that they did a phenomenal job, apart from, you know, all the mass evacuation. And because, I mean, can you imagine how suddenly people are stuck in Georgia, then they're stuck in Tennessee. And I mean, where are they going to even go? I mean, it's a nightmare, you know. And then, of course, now you've got all the people trying to blame it on global warming, that this is the reason why. But we did a whole study on hurricanes, on the Galveston hurricane of 1900, the Miami hurricane of 1926, the Okeechobee hurricane of 1928, the Florida Keys, Labor Day hurricane 1935. These were huge storms. And then the hurricane season of 1955. Which were three hurricanes, Diane, Ione, and then Connie, and then Janet. Three of them were Cat 3s, one Cat 4, another Cat 5. So these were huge storms that it's got nothing, obviously, as you know, that the so-called global warming myth is really about the climate control thing, basically about global governance, and it's a $1.5 trillion carbon tax, which they tried to promote. I saw the Pope, you know, making mention of it. I actually tweeted because he got out of his Popemobile and he banged his head on the Popemobile, got a black eye with blood coming out of his eye. So I tweeted and said, look, even your Popemobile doesn't even agree with your reasoning, and smacked you up the side of the head on behalf of the American people. Because, he's nothing more than a globalist hack trying to push globalism. That's what it's about. So, you know, the earth has always gone through heating and cooling, and we understand all that. But this is not what people think. So they're trying to push a narrative. But what we're doing right now, and we're going to do a major study into the hurricanes of the last 200 years and put it out in book form so people can understand that America's always had storms. We've always had hurricanes. We're in a better position now than we've ever been to even handle these storms, other than if the people would stop building their houses below sea level, number one, and stop building their houses out of wood.
Pastor, to shift gears now, you are on your way to the Middle East tomorrow, I do believe. Tell us about your mission to the Middle East. What's going on?
Well, we're going into several places where we've got pastors coming from all over the Middle East. Basically, it's a mobilization, and obviously to stir them up for the harvest, to win souls, one-on-one soul winning evangelism. So it'll be about a two-week trip now, and then, of course, I take my wife away for our 36th wedding anniversary, and we'll be back in time for our ministers' conference that we have in October. But this is something that, you know, that we have done several times already, have been into the Persian Gulf, and very excited to hear about what God's doing in those nations. It's amazing, amazing how people are coming to Christ, people being saved. Some of the most radical conversions that we're hearing of that's taking place, and I'm sure, obviously, we will find out more even on this trip. But also helping establish Bible schools, training centers for people to be trained up for the ministry. So that's another thing that we are in the process of doing. But, you know, look, CL, we pray for America. We love America. God called us as missionaries from Africa to America. As you know, I always jokingly say that I'm now an American citizen, so that makes me African-American. And but we believe that we're going to see another great spiritual awakening. We pray for our president every day. And here's something, too. Let me just tell you to the listeners. On Saturday at about 10 o'clock in the morning, I received a call, and it was the secretary from the Vice President Mike Pence's office. And she said, Vice President Pence asked for us to call you, just tell you that we're praying and praying for you and the congregation and the people in Tampa. And I thanked them profusely. And then about a half an hour later, I received another call from the Secretary of the Office of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who said the President wanted us to call you to tell you that they're praying for you and the congregation and the people in Tampa. And I put the phone down and I was like just stunned. And I thought, in over 20 years of pastoring, never once have I ever received a call from any vice president or president of the United States to tell us they were praying. And then later on, you saw that picture that was posted on the internet with President Trump and all the cabinet sitting around with their head bowed praying.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I understand, man. I understand all the problems that's facing America. But you can see already that is huge. That's huge in anybody's language, that we could even have, them praying over this country. Come on, CL. I mean,
yeah,
it's huge.
Yeah, it is. It
so
is.
It is
absolutely huge.
And I want to encourage everybody on the listening on radio today, pray for the president, pray for the vice president, pray for supernatural wisdom, and pray for that God will help the president walk through the minefields that are set for him. Because this minefield set every single day to try to trip him up and take him out. But President Donald Trump is a last-minute reprieve for America. You can't imagine what would have happened if Hillary had got into office, what you and I would be dealing with right now at this juncture. So I'm very grateful to God that God answered our prayer. Just like Tampa, the storm was averted. And so even the storm for America was averted for, and it's momentary. I understand it's a pause, but we've got a big battle coming up here for 2018 and 2020. It's huge. It's huge.
It really
and
is.
Now, thank God for your voice, Bill. Thank God for your voice.
Pastor, thank you so much for being on with us today. I know that you are about to enter into your season of Thanksgiving there at your church tonight, and God bless you. God keep you is my prayer, that he take you to the Middle East and return you safely here home to us. And tell Sister Adonica that Jane and I do send her our love. Talk to you soon.
I will do that, Steele. And also pray for our teams, because we have teams down in Naples, Fort Myer right now. We've got tons of water coming in, food, and we're helping those south of us that were affected, you know, in a greater way with the storm than what we were. So If everybody can keep the teams in prayer, that would be great.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, God bless you. God keep you. We'll talk to you real soon, Pastor. We'll talk to you real soon. Thank you so much. I'm
CL.
This is the CL Bryant Show. We will return in just a couple of minutes with more of the CL Bryant Show. Don't you go anywhere.